Dr. Pinsky dictating amount. I am on James Gilmore, G-I-L-M-O-R-E. James Gilmore is a petitioner who is uncooperative with providing information to this office per the instruction of his attorney. Appeared he evidently slipped and fell on concrete steps on 2-9-17. Appeared he believes he sustained a tear of the biceps but did not undergo surgery for it. Appeared he would not provide information relative to past medical history, comma, work history, comma, social history, comma, but did reluctantly provide his present complaints. Period. As per his claim, petition, he alleges on 2-9-17, he slipped going down ice-covered stairs and injured his head, right arm, neck, and back. Period. New paragraph, medical records show he was seen at Doylestown Emergency Room the same day. Period. He said he struck the back of his head on the steps as he fell. Period. He did not have loss of consciousness or change in vision. Period. He had mild soreness in both sides of his neck as well as both sides of his mid-back. Period. He underwent, where's that? He did not undergo any x-rays. Speaking to the lack of severity of his injuries, Pretty was diagnosed with mild frontal headache post-head injury with mild muscular back pain after a fall on icy steps. Period. He returned to the emergency room at 3-2-17. Stating he started having trouble comprehending text messages and emails and becoming forgetful. Period. His difficulty saying what he meant to say. Period. He does work on the computer with artwork for a pharmaceutical company and has been doing this daily after the first few days. Period. He had an MRI scheduled, but had increasing inability to concentrate along with forgetfulness, so he was also sent for a CAT scan. Period. He was being seen by his family physician named Dr. Pecora, P-E-C-O-R-A. Period. He had a CAT scan at 3-2-17 and an MRI on 3-6-17, both to be inserted. Period. New paragraph on 3-23-17, he was seen by a neurologist named Dr. Key, Q-I. Period. He noted the CAT scan and MRI were unremarkable. Period. He still had headaches. Period. He had a history of shoulder surgery. Period. Dr. Key clinically thought he had post-concussion syndrome with neck and right arm pain, likely musculoskeletal or myofascial pain in nature. Pretty recommended continued observation as well as use of a leave. Pretty could resume part-time job at 2 half-days per week for 2 weeks and then 3 half-days per week until further evaluated. Period. He continued to see Dr. Key and his colleagues regularly over the next few years. Period. He had various medication adjustments made. Period. On 3-26-18, he was referred to an ophthalmologist for blurred vision. Period. He also recommended the patient see Dr. Silberstein, S-I-L-B-E-R-S-T-E-I-N, apostrophe S, for evaluation and management of his post-traumatic headache and post-concussion syndrome. Period. On 4/15/20, Dr. Key wrote a letter to his case manager after performing a video visit on 3/30/20. Period. Insert his comments about that as marked. New paragraph. The petitioner was seen on 4/11/17 by Dr. Stalek8R at Bucks County Orthopedics. Period. He rendered several diagnostic assessments that will be inserted here. But he also reports right biceps tendon pain. Period. On 4/13/17, he was seen by Dr. Handy, H-A-N-D-Y, in the same practice. Apparently, he edited a diagnosis of right distal biceps tendon pain, for which he ordered an MRI of the right elbow. Period. Insert the results of the MRI of the cervical spine and elbow. And lumbar spine, as well as EMG, all of which have been marked with a sticky note. Period. He followed up on 4/26/17 to review the results of his MRIs. Period. Dr. Slatlikar, and he agreed to pursue conservative care. Period. On 5/1/17, Dr. Handy wrote the elbow MRI revealed tearing of the distal biceps, comma moderate lateral epicondylitis, comma supinator muscle atrophy from possible posterior interosseous nerve compression. Period. He was monitored closely in this group over the next several months. Period. Additional diagnoses of low back pain with lumbar radiculitis were added. Period. He was participating in a home exercise program. Period. He followed up with Dr. Slatlikar through 11/21/17. Period. At that juncture, Mr. Gilmore was doing well, but still had cognitive impairments. Period. He should continue to follow up with his neurologist. Period. He was to return here only on an as-needed basis. For his cervical radiculitis, comma neck pain, comma low back pain, with sciatica and lumbar radiculitis. Period. New paragraph. We were also in receipt of a set of records simply titled, quote, notes, period, end quote. They are from Dr. Key. But should be grouped with the other progress notes from Dr. Key. Period. At that juncture, he increased the petitioner's propranolol, and he was going to continue Inderal. But Dr. Key recommended he see a psychiatrist for evaluation and management of anxiety. Period. On 3/26/18, Mr. Gilmore still complained of headaches and memory difficulty. Period. He had a partial response to propranolol. Period. On 12/3/18, Dr. Key offered Botox injections, but the petitioner declined having them. Period. He saw Dr. Key running through 3:30:20 as described in his correspondence of 4:15:20, where the visit had occurred through this video. Pretty still had headaches and decreased concentration with irritable and light sensitivity and stiffness and intermittent pain in his neck and low back. Paired his headache got better recently since he worked at home due to coronavirus with pandemic. Pretty was not taking medication at the present time. Paired he's waiting to schedule Botox injection in Dr. Silberstein's office. Paired Dr. Key believed his working status remained unchanged, and he was working 32 to 40 hours per week while at home. Period. New paragraph, he was seen by an eye specialist named Dr. Kane, K-A-N-E, on 2-6-19. Period. Diagnosis was post-concussional syndrome and saccadic. SACDADIC, movements, and paresis of accommodation of the right eye, period. He received ocular therapy over the ensuing months, period. His final visit with Dr. Kane was on 5/22/19, period. He has been trying to get back to painting and drawing, but because he enjoys it, but it really increases his symptoms, depending on how intricate the work is. Period. The symptoms involved headaches, nausea, and fogginess that may last up to a week. Pretty was at the headache clinic in June, which he must pay for himself, and he is still waiting insurance approval for cognitive therapy. Pretty, he had started using glasses that were yellow tint for computer use. Period. In the paragraph on 9/26/18, he was seen at Rothman Concussion Network by an eye specialist named Dr. Edmonds, E-D-M-O-N-D-S, period. His comments will be inserted here, period. Follow-up continued frequently over the ensuing months, period. Continued through 1/30/19, period. Period. On 11/5/19, he was seen by Dr. Silberstein with headaches, period. He noted the mechanism of injury and course of treatment to date. Period, he learned Mr. Gilmore had a previous headache in 2008 during a work meeting when there were bright lights. Period, he saw his family physician for this. Period, he had sinus infections for the past 8 years. Period, he complained of a constant headache. Period, Dr. Silverstein rendered diagnostic assessments and plan to be inserted as marked, period. In paragraph, he was seen by a psychologist named Dr. Philippone, F-I-L-I-P-P-O-N-E, on 5/21/20, period. It would appear that he has severe anxiety about his work performance and is quite depressed and highly irritable. But the cause of his mental symptoms cannot be concluded at this time. Period. He had self-reported physical complaints, common anxiety, and depression viewed as sufficiently severe to be causing his cognitive complaints 3 years post-injury. Period, the cause of his anxiety and depression cannot be ascertained at this time. Period, he would be happy to reevaluate the petitioner once medical records were provided and his full neuropsychological testing would be done. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Gilmore was seen by psychiatrist Dr. Glass on 2/19/21. Period. The relevant parts of his report will be inserted as marked. Period. He referenced results of neuropsychology evaluation by Dr. Marchesi, M-A-R-C-H-E-S-I, on November 15 and December 11, 2019, to be inserted. Period. Dr. Glass concluded that rather than symptom magnification, which is often found in such cases, James Gilmore was, quote, guilty, end quote, of symptom minimization. Period. He believed the petitioner suffered from a list of diagnoses to be inserted here. Period. He recommended ongoing treatment with a psychiatrist, combined with medications. Period. On 1/12/22, he underwent a psychiatric evaluation by Dr. Galina, G-A-L-L-I-N-A, at the referral of his attorney. Period. He gave a list of itemized diagnoses to be inserted here. Period. At that juncture, he was working full-time as an art director. But from a psychiatric perspective, he was able to work. Period. Dr. Galina also rendered opinions regarding causality and permanency, also to be inserted here. Period. Prior records show he was seen on 5/12/11 by Bucks County Orthopedics. Period. He had a prominence in the front of his left knee that had recently increased in size and made him uncomfortable when he kneels. Period. He was diagnosed with chronic prepatellar bursitis of the left greater than right knees, for which joint aspiration was performed. Period. There was no yield that could be obtained. Period. Mr. Gilmore reported to Dr. Galina that he had undergone right shoulder surgery. Period. The remainder of his notes are unchanged. Period. Physical exam, head, eyes, ears, normal, neurologic, normal. General appearance, his palms were peeling, secondary to painting and scrubbing with an abrasive to clean them. Period. Skin was otherwise normal in color, turgor, and temperature. The rest is normal, shoulder maneuvers normal, lower extremities normal, spine cervical. Active rotation right was 70 degrees and left to 55 degrees, but motion was otherwise full and was free without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He flexed to 85 degrees, but motion was otherwise full. Period. He had tenderness to palpation at the lumbar sacral junction and right sacroiliac joint, but not the left. The rest of that is normal. Impressions. 1/2/9/17, James Gilmore fell on ice while at work. striking his head on the stairs without loss of consciousness. Brady was seen at the emergency room where a CAT scan of his head was negative. Scratch that. But he was seen at the hospital the same day where x-rays were not taken. Brady returned on 3-2-17 and had a CAT scan of the head that was negative. Brady also had a brain MRI on 3-6-17, whose results will be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he then came under the care of several different physicians. One of these is a neurologist named Dr. Key, whose initial and final diagnoses and course of treatment will be inserted here. Perry also saw Dr. Slesnikar at Bucks County Orthopedics. Perry underwent MRIs at the cervical spine, right elbow, and lumbar spine, all to be inserted here. Perry also had an EMG on 5/11/17 to be inserted here. He received treatment at the Concussion Network, as well as the visual therapy period. He had psychological evaluation by Dr. Philippone, and then Dr. Glass and Dr. Galena. Their conclusions will be inserted here. In paragraph, his current clinical exam is virtually benign. He had full range of motion of the upper and lower extremities. There were no neurologic deficits. Provocative maneuvers about the arm, shoulders, neck, and back were negative. New paragraph, I will offer estimates of permanency for the body areas, including his head, right arm, neck, and lower back. These will be minimal at most. And that'll be the end.